Fairchild Radio, City Radio, Dynamic Funds, Mackenzie Financial Corporation, TD Bank Financial Group, Swiss Bakery, Bon Shaz, Nestor's Market, Tom Lee Music, and our wine sponsor, Rigamarole. Our feature food pairing this evening is Bon Shaz and Booze with Rigamarole wines and freshly baked Bon Shaz buns, and they look absolutely delicious. All available over here at the merchandise table. Tonight we're very excited to have Plough here with us. This newfangled old-time bluegrass band is a perfect sound to end our summer series. Please join me in welcoming Plough.
Good evening, everybody. This is definitely the most beautiful place we have ever played. This is gorgeous. And we're going to start off with a tune led by Linda Bull. Music. The distinction between the old time and the bluegrass is a sort of tricky one. Some of you are probably familiar with bluegrass, and old time's sort of that stage of bluegrass before it got really fast and solo oriented. So old time is a little more social and everyone plays together, and we play fast sometimes too, but we also do slow songs.
Actually, you told me just before we came on stage that I didn't have to shave for the old time gig, but I would have had to for a bluegrass gig.
Yeah. That's true. And he's sort of, you know, he's dressed in the suit, which is a typical bluegrass thing. I don't know, whatever
I'm
goes.
Hedging my bets.
Okay, we're going to do a song here. I'm going to sing for you by a great songwriter from based in Montreal. And this song is called Still on My Mind, and it's by Michael Jerome Brown. It's a little waltz. If feet wet. I said I love you and I beat you that time. Forgive me, you're still on my mind. You're still on my mind. You're still on my mind. And while there's no reason, I still search for the right to make you remember. Oh,
next song's it's an original. It's called If You Love Me. So it's on our CD, which will be available at intermission.
This is one of the songs that makes us not such a good wedding band. That and the last song. We're better for divorce parties, I think. If You Love Me.
If you love me, take my hand. If you leave, then I
Instrument change. yes. Okay.
I'm the only one who only plays one.
You only knew
it's
one
not,
else.
It's not true.
It's not true. She just can't bring an accordion and a piano and everything else.
This is a song by Martha Scanlon called Little Bird of Heaven. Did I hear a... Is there a fan out there?
There was a whoop of joy.
One, two, three, four. Well, I let out your back door, kicked an old can 50 miles or more. Written right there on the side of the can, there's a little bird of heaven right in your hand. I looked up and I looked back, walked 100 miles down a railroad track. All I can tell from where I stand, there's a little bird of heaven right here in your hand. Love to tell me it's a fragile thing, it's hard to fly on broken wings. Lost my ticket to the promised land, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. So toss it up, pass it around, pay mind to what you're carrying around. Don't keep it close, hold it while you can, there's a little bird of heaven right here in your hand. To land, there's a little bird of heaven right here in your hand. So toss it up, pass it around, pay mind to what you're carrying around. Don't keep it close, hold it while you can. There's a little bird of heaven right here in your hand.
I don't know if anyone's noticed, but James really does have two left feet. We thought it'd be cool if he got like a little mini cowboy boot to put on the end, but we couldn't find one, so he used his dad's shoe.
Our regular guitar player stole my little end stop. So we fired him, we got Steve here.
Actually, I need a left shoe, so maybe I'll steal the next one.
I've got a right shoe you can have.
Oh, okay. I don't need
it. We really want to thank Steve Charles, actually, for filling in for Patrick Metzger. He's doing a great job. He's a great musician. It's fun to play with. Yeah. Yeah. And he wears a suit because he's a bluegrass musician. Okay, this one is a real interesting mishmash of an old cowboy song that we've always really liked, and heard Skip Gorman do a version of this called Old Paint. It's really well known, like in the country and bluegrass genre. Our version is sort of maybe six different versions mixed together with a bit of singing and a bit of fiddle. It's in my favorite fiddle tuning, which is D-Dad, or Dead Man's Tuning, which is a low D followed by a D, an A, and then a D on top as well. So lots of opportunities for lovely
D's.
3D tuning. There you go. We can call it that. so many instruments. We tend to swap. The thing about fiddle is you have to have lots of different tunings, so I have to have a couple. I never have enough, of course. I should have six for all the different tunings. Banjo, well, we've got two, which is good. More than most.
It's a minimum.
It is a minimum, two. Banjo, minimum.
Well, it's hard to believe that we're in the middle of downtown.
I know.
Vancouver right now. Linda and I learned this next song from a wonderful woman named Jenny Hawker, and we went to her home in West Virginia, and we stayed there for 3 days, and we sang 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
It was a homestay program where you go and she was just teaching us songs all day, every day. It was really fun. So this is a great old-time gospel tune that she taught us called Sweet Heaven in My View.
I got sweet heaven in my view, hallelujah, and I'm on my way, I presume. Yes, I'm on my way to that city. I got sweet heaven in my view.
Well, when I get to heaven, take a seat and sit right down, looking up to my heavenly Father, looking for a robe and crown.
This first set, and then we're going to take a 15-minute break, and there is wine for sale here, and we have CDs for sale also. We have our first CD we just released in June, which we recorded in my kitchen, much to the delight of my roommates. So we're gonna finish off with an a cappella tune called Bright Morning Stars.
Oh. Oh, gee. Gee, yeah. If we only had perfect pitch.
Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and tonight we are broadcasting live from the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden down in Chinatown. And Plow is the band that are playing, and this is part of their Enchanted Evenings concert series. This is unfortunately the last concert in the Enchanted Evenings series, but it'll be back next summer, as it is every summer. So they're taking a very short intermission down at the garden. So in about 15 minutes, we'll be back live with more Plow. But in the meantime, I've got a few songs for you off the O compilation number one. O is the Open House Recording Company, and it's a small independent recording company based in London, Ontario. So this first track is by Davida G, and it's called Sleep Is Nothing on CITR.
To the east, for lack of money's an awful beast. video of the incident was posted on YouTube.
Until now, Canada's internet has been an open network and a level playing field for free speech and innovation. All that is under threat. A handful of companies want to limit what you can access on the internet. In May, SaveOurNet.ca led a successful campaign pushing net neutrality to the top of the Liberal Party website. Now, both the New Democratic Party and the Liberals have official policies supporting net neutrality. In addition to that, the CRTC has recently issued new rules intending to prevent the actions of some internet service providers from limiting certain types of traffic and content on the web. But the battle does not end there. To tell the government that net neutrality is a vital part of our democratic society, and for more information, visit www.saveournet.ca. This message is brought to you by SaveOurNet.ca and CITR 101.9 FM.
I made to run away with two eyes shut and a knife. My brittle bones will break under the weight of this night. My secret slumber waits, my well-planned dream to stay. And when sleep comes, my body tired will lie down willingly. And when dreams come, guilty freedom washes over me. Full of posies, and you fall down.
but I think that you'd agree. And your daddy believed that you were meant for me. So I'll see you every Christmas day out in the snow. You can sneak upstairs and you'll take off all your clothes. Since the time is always right, like you're flying a fucking kite. I'll crawl through your window if you call me on the telephone.
Gentlemen, this is almost done. On a Monday, I was arrested. On a Tuesday, I was locked down in jail. On a Wednesday, my trial was attested. On a Thursday, nobody was gonna post my bail. Almost done. Yes, oh Lord, I'm almost done. Yes, oh Lord, almost done. And I ain't gonna see them pretty girls no more. Well, she whispered, whispered to her mama. Oh, she said, mama, I don't see how he stands. Well, he's only sweet 16, love. But they drive him like a man. Almost done. Yes, oh Lord, I'm almost done. Yes, oh Lord, I'm almost done. And I ain't gonna see the pretty girls no more. Well, I know there's some there. These gates are gonna open wide. We'll all be out there singing. And the captain, we're gonna leave him inside.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What I just interrupted then was Aaron Lozinski, Almost Done, and that is from the O Compilation 1, which is a compilation released by the Open House Recording Company, which is based in London, Ontario. Tonight on CITR, we are broadcasting live from the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver. And we're just starting again right now with Plow at the Chinese Garden in downtown Vancouver.
Yeah, blowing my own trumpet. Along with Steve Edge, who's over there doing the podcast right now. So thanks to everyone at CITR Bronwyn as well. I know you're in the studio listening. So we're going to do a song. Well, it's actually, oh yeah, it's a tune. And it's funny because the joke before some of you got, because you might be fans of ours, two banjo minimum. I was saying every band needs at least two banjos minimum, because you sometimes have to play two banjos. But now we have this tune that I wrote called Two Banjo Minimum, but I don't play the banjo on it anymore. So now it's one banjo maximum and one fiddle and one guitar and one bass. So.
We started a band and we had to kind of fight out. We both wanted to play banjo. But
and she's bigger than me. She wins.
And my fiddle playing is very scary. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Next song is an original song I wrote one very, very rainy spring. You may recall one recently. And this is called The Rainforest Blues.
Song, no, I pray you'll come my way, baby.
my heart. Hold now, baby, please, don't you let me go. Down in the flood like it was before. Down on the bottom, nothing to lose. Oh, drink a whiskey, but it ain't no use. Ooh, 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 rainforest blue.
Sure. This is an old-time tune called Rally and Spencer. It's a bit of a nasty piece of work, but...
Don't listen to the lyrics too close.
Yeah, exactly.
They usually involve girls dying or drinking or other debauchery. So, yeah, this is no exception.
Spencer a burning down, there ain't
completely different. Wow, I'm like adrenaline pumping there. Riley and Spencer are burning down. There ain't no liquor in this town. Sort of sounds like Vancouver, doesn't it? The no fun city. But this isn't true. It is fun. You just have to go to the right places. Like here this evening, for instance. Yes, come on. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, there's lots of going. I don't believe that whole no fun business. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's no funding for fun, but the fun is there. All right, so this is a love song, a pretty, like, one of those beautiful, heartbreaking, only so the old-time and bluegrass community could do, you know. It's a plea, I guess, out to the loved one who's sort of been lost, I guess. This one actually learned from, also from Ginny Hawker and Tracy Schwartz, who do a really lovely version. And it's called Could You Love Me?
Some people out here who recognize some of these songs and tunes, and I'm wondering if there's any bluegrass old-time players out there. Okay, raise your hand. All right. This is a song that James wrote about being at Fiddle Tunes, which is one of the great festivals that happens in the Northwest. This one's down in Port Townsend, Washington. And if you are interested in playing this kind of music, you know, just go buy a banjo. It'll change your life. And there's so many great festivals you can go to, and you can learn from great teachers. And it's so much fun, and it's just never too old to pick it up. So that's where first time I ever played banjo was at Fiddle Tunes. Took baby banjo class with some 8-year-olds. So we're going to do a song called Moon Glow.
And this is actually on a CD called Whiskey Hollow Bound, which is out there too. You might have known about this bluegrass and old-time musicians got together, and Steve Charles was the instigator of this. And there's some very weird singing going on in the background there. They can hear us. And it was called Moonbeam on the CD. But it's not Moonbeam. It's Moon Glow. But whatever you want to call it, this is it.
Somebody proofread it and didn't find it.
It sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Ready?
the moon is tonight. But that's okay. We can pretend it's there.
It's out there somewhere.
What is that? Music. Does it... The night market. Oh!
So the next song we're going to do is by a great Portland singer-songwriter named Caleb Clowder, who is going to be playing at St. James Hall September 25th. So if you like this song, you might want to check him out. He's a lot of fun. Great, writes some good old honky-tonk country songs. And hopefully there'll be some good dancing there that night.
We like to be unresolved. Okay. Woo. All right, what are we up for now? A gospel tune, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Are we?
Well done.
New shoes?
Are we doing a new shoes? Oh, maybe not.
Oh, yeah. Or are we doing the tune?
We're going to do both, actually.
Let's
but it's
do
just...
new shoes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Democracy at work.
Just have to ask my fiddle if it's okay.
Sometimes the fiddle doesn't cooperate. There's another original song I wrote. It's got potential for a, I don't know what kind of, they usually have
rock
drums
remix.
On this, yeah. But for you this evening, you're going to have the acoustic version. Probably for the best.
She said yes.
Oh, good. One. Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Good? One, two, three.
Mm-hmm.
got some new shoes. She's got a new dress on. She's got a light in her eyes, speaking of a new dawn. Mama wants to hold on to the way things are. And though she had her own dreams, never got that far.
Now feel your love strong, but don't hold me down. Now got my arm now, please let me go.
She wants to see the world past the borderline. She's not waiting for the ring of the wedding bell chimes. Mama, she's so stubborn, she can be so hard. But she's strong and steady, constant as a North Star.
Now feel your love strong, but don't hold me down. Got my own now, please let me go.
She's got some new shoes, she's got a new dress on. She's got a light in her eyes, speaking of a new dawn. Mom's a hold on to a little girl. She wants to keep her safe from the wild world.
But sister, she's so stubborn, she can be so hard. She's got her mind made up now to make a brand new start.
She's got her
mind made up now to make a brand new start.
Great tune, great all-time fiddle tune. Probably learned from the likes of Tommy Jarrell via various other fiddlers that I've come into contact with. It's one of the first tunes, actually, I think I learned in cross A tuning. So we've got two sets of lovely A and E bits of an A chord there to keep everything moving along. There's words that go along with this, which we may not sing or we may sing. If you want to sing them, you're welcome to sing them too, and there's lots of versions. All right, kick this thing off.
Thank you.
thank you so much for coming and starting off the first weekend of summer with us. Yeah, it's a beautiful, lovely night, and thank you so much to everybody who helped put this evening on. It was a real pleasure to play for you all tonight and play here. And we would like to finish off with a gospel tune called Hold On, and this is where we got our name, Plow.
Linda and Plow, and to you, our audience, we hope that you will come back next year. Perhaps we can persuade Linda and Plow to give us an encore.
Linda Bull wrote, and this will send us off into the evening well here. It's called Lonesome Pony Waltz. It's as close as we get to a love song, I think.
Without words.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and what we just heard then was a live broadcast of Plow, a local band playing at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in downtown Vancouver, and that was part of the Enchanted Evenings concert series. And unfortunately, Plow was the final act in that series, but it will be back next summer. And to find out all the details, you can go to our website, citr.ca. So coming up later this evening on CITR, we'll be playing a repeat version of one of David Love Jones's shows of African Rhythms, and then after that there'll be Shake a Tail Feather with Jason Colantonio, so stay tuned for that. So if you want to also check out the podcast of this broadcast of Plow, you can go to citr.ca and follow the podcast links.
Radio audience.
We're investing industrial noise and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight to 4 a.m. Friday nights right here at 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
I can listen to them and go, this is really gruesome, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will. This is really cool stuff, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will.
Probably the closest to my heart.
Anthropomorphic personification of summer.
Yes?
Do you really have to leave so soon?
I'm afraid so. But that doesn't mean we can't have one last party.
Really?
Music Waste and Megaphone Magazine present the Victory Square Block Party, September 5th from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Victory Square Park. Get ready for bands, comedy, and random sprinkler attacks. The lineup includes Pack AD, The Transmitters, Apollo Ghosts, Lord Beginner, Makeout Videotape, Aura Kogan, Sex Church, and much more. And it's free! For more information, visit musicwaste.ca/blockparty. Victory Square Block Party, presented by Music Waste and Megaphone Magazine, September 5th.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.